That's the role government, one of the roles government should play is become a help, not a hindrance, when people are ready to rebuild.
That's Keith Woods, CEO of the North Coast Builders Exchange. He's already seeing evidence that some government red tape is going away as the rebuilding process enters the next phase after debris removal.
Historically, it's not been easy up in the North Bay to navigate the permit process when you want to build either residential or commercial. But I'll give them full credit at the County of Sonoma and at least so far at the City of Santa Rosa. They are working very hard to make sure that they are a help in this. They are trying to eliminate the red tape and instead roll out a red carpet, particularly for the fire victims. Once people seek the permit, we'll find out if they were able to pull it off. Our concern, Michael, is that those housing developments, condos, apartments that were in the pipeline for permitting and inspection before the fires don't get ignored. And we've talked to them about that and said, we know your resources are stretched thin, but don't forget that the fastest housing you might see to add to our stock locally is those projects that were, in essence, are shovel-ready. Ready to go, and so make sure that they're not ignored, because that's part of the solution.
Kathy Goodacre joined the discussion to talk about her group, the Career Technical Education, or CTE, Foundation. Its mission is to spread the word about student opportunities that may not require a traditional four-year degree and may put students into trades where they're sorely needed. Her work may hold the key to alleviating the lack of workers here, if not right away, then in the near future.
There is sort of this thinking out there, a belief that all of the high school wood shop and programs like that went away. And there was certainly a cutback on that many years ago. And there's also been significant focus for the last couple of decades on getting every student through a four-year university. In that type of focus, we're really failing students, but we're also failing industry. Students need to know about choices, and they need to be able to pursue those choices and to achieve the highest level of post-secondary education to meet their interests, skills, and needs. And there are a lot of exciting things going on in Sonoma County around that, a lot of expansion of helping young people as early as middle school get involved in making things. Working with their hands again is so important. Whether it's we're talking about the trades or engineering, a lot of our work these days needs to be really hands-on. So we do see a lot of support here in Sonoma County for that. We have a lot of high schools where students are building off-the-grid tiny homes, and they may or may not be going in that trade area, but they're learning life skills through that. So there has been quite an expansion of that, and through our foundation, which is unique, not only in the region, but for the state, we have seen incredible support.